Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress continues to work on a new pandemic relief package. We have the story.
Wichita Public Schools will start after Labor Day this year. I'm Dave Wilson.
We have details on Wichita's 29th homicide of the year. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas health officials continue to monitor clusters of COVID-19. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 86 degrees for the high in Wichita with just under a quarter of an inch of rain. And it looks like we get a break from the precipitation for a while. Our complete forecast is just a few minutes away.
Congress is failing to find consensus on a follow-up coronavirus economic stimulus bill.
Enhanced unemployment insurance, boosting benefits for millions of out-of-work Americans, expires today without any signal Congress is close to extending them.
We all know that the proposal that is in existence now has kept millions out of poverty.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer rejected a Republican plan to extend reduced benefits, saying it's insufficient. President Trump is suggesting he supports a short-term deal.
We want to get money to people. It wasn't their fault. And we want to get money to people, and it has to be substantial.
Republicans and Democrats have also differed over legal protections for businesses from coronavirus-related lawsuits. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Wichita School Board votes to start the coming school year after Labor Day.
At their meeting Thursday, the USD 259 Board of Education voted to delay the start of the upcoming school year until Tuesday, September 8th, amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The BOE had asked the calendar committee to make the change. Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson said a team of about 40 people participated in the calendar committee.
Typically, our calendar committee consists of our union representation. We have parents. We typically have administration. You have teachers. So there usually is a wide variety of people that are inclusive of the calendar committee.
Parents do have three different options as to how students can attend school when it starts after Labor Day: on-site learning, remote, or Education Academy. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
More information on a Wichita homicide. 40-year-old William Potorf was shot and killed at a hotel in West Wichita. It happened at the Scotsman Inn Hotel west of Kellogg and Hoover Road. Police Captain Jason Stevens says Potorf was visiting a female acquaintance at the hotel. After midnight Thursday, a 23-year-old man and four other men forced themselves into the woman's room.
There was an immediate disturbance that ensued between that male and the deceased victim. Shortly after that, both the Mr. Potorf and the 23-year-old man each brandished firearms, and there was a short exchange of gunfire.
Both men were shot multiple times. Potorf died, the other man hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators believe illegal narcotics were a factor in this violence. This is the 29th criminal homicide case in Wichita this year.
McPherson County reporting its first death from the coronavirus. It was a man in his 30s.
In Sedgwick County, no new recoveries have been reported, with 90 new cases along with one new death. Over 2,500 cases are active. The health department is monitoring clusters at three care facilities in the county. Homestead of Wichita reported 9 residents and 9 staff members with the virus and one death. Reflection Living reported 5 residents and 2 staff members. And Planium Care says they have fewer than 5 cases to report. All of the cases are being tested to make sure that the virus does not spread. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis was laid to rest in Georgia Thursday. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports.
It was a remarkable setting here at Ebenezer Baptist Church. It marked the end of 6 days celebrating the life of civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis. In attendance here at the funeral today in Atlanta were three former U.S. living vice presidents, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. Lewis, of course, became famous across the country in 1965 after leading a demonstration of peaceful protesters across the Edmund Pettus Bridge from Selma to Montgomery. They were set upon by Alabama state troopers, beaten severely. Lewis suffered a fractured skull. It eventually led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
John Lewis was 80 years old. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A one-time dominant relief pitcher finds his way back again. The Royals benefited. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A Florida couple thrown into jail for failing to quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. Wichita City Council member and Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb tells KNSS News she thinks most people are cooperating with efforts to control the COVID-19 pandemic, wearing masks and distancing.
I do have concerns about the mental health of folks that are facing uncertainty in their jobs as they move forward and just somewhat of an isolation from people when they're used to being around people. So I do have concerns about that.
Cindy Claycomb is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Tyson Foods is taking aggressive steps to ensure food safety.
The massive meat producer says it plans to administer thousands of coronavirus tests per week at its 140 U.S. facilities in an expanded effort to protect workers and keep plants running. The company, which processes about 20% of all chicken, beef, and pork, will randomly test employees who have no symptoms, as well as those with symptoms. Workers will also be tested if they were near someone who tested positive or displayed symptoms. Meatpacking plants have been particularly susceptible to the coronavirus because workers often stand shoulder to shoulder. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Florida couple was thrown into jail for failing to quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus.
24-year-old Jose Interian and 26-year-old Johanna Gonzalez had been ordered by the health department to quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19, but neighbors said they were ignoring that order. They were arrested on Wednesday in Key West and are now facing charges of violating isolation rules for a quarantine and violating emergency management disaster preparedness rules. This according to jail records. How they catch him? Well, somebody videotaped the couple and gave it to the Key West police, according to the city manager. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And we'll take a quick look at the gasoline prices here in Wichita. I'm not seeing much as far as change in the gasoline prices. I am seeing more stations at the lower end of those gasoline prices out there. So I'm still seeing a gasoline price low of $1.95 a gallon. I'm seeing more stations there at $1.95, including $1.95 at Lincoln and Hydraulic, and also Seneca and Harry. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday to you guys. How you doing?
Friday had a little moisture come through the area earlier this morning, but looks like it's all gone for now anyway.
Yeah, moved in, and Steve, you know, honestly, just kind of moved right back out. But, you know, that's the moisture that we like, you know, just a nice little soaking, and then things kind of move out to give us a little bit of a break. And at least a lot of people that needed the rain, at least we got it over the last few days, ever since earlier this week. So now we're kind of in that period where we'll get a little bit of a break from the rain. And also seeing the skies clear out a bit, I think this might be our first morning here in Wichita this week where we're able to actually see the sunlight. But we should continue to see a few more breaks as the day goes on, turning partly cloudy. I do have a 20% chance of rain in the forecast, mainly for points east of Wichita. Should stay fairly dry here. High of 82, continuing to stay below normal, thanks to some northerly winds, which are going to be a little bit more on the breezy side, a little bit stronger today out of the north at 10 to 20. Partly cloudy skies, mainly dry through tonight, low of 62. So even our low temperature is going to be below the norm. We should be dipping down to around 70. So definitely a cooler start by tomorrow. And then partly cloudy skies continuing for your Saturday. 20% chance of a shower or storm. Now, still doesn't look all that impressive or like a likelihood of rain, so I'm not expecting a washout for your weekend. Just something to watch out for, especially during those afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. Also not expecting any severe weather should we hear a rumble of thunder. 84 for a high, still staying below the norm. That's really going to be the trend as we go through all the way this time next week. Another slight chance of a shower through your Sunday. Staying mainly dry, though, and then a nice start to the work week in the first full week of August. Anywhere between 81 to 88 degrees with those hotter temperatures or those steamier temperatures later on in the week. Right now, we're at 66 degrees with a mostly cloudy sky. Winds out of the north at 12 miles an hour. Dew point 61, close to the 50s. So that's how you know there's more of a refreshing feel as we get our Friday started.
Doggone nice morning out there. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And with us this morning is United States Senator Jerry Moran. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Stephen, good to be with you. Thank you. So, I'm headed to Wichita today, and the weather seems pretty darn nice.
Hey, how have you been conducting your business in the Senate? Are you all wearing masks? Are you doing off-site? How are you doing things in the Senate right now?
Well, it is significantly different than in the past. And, yes, wearing masks and distancing. The Senate usually votes, given 15 minutes to cross the street to enter the Senate chamber and cast a vote. That's been extended to, I don't know, it seems like more like 45 minutes, which allows senators to come and go so that we're not all in the same room at the same time. Our committee hearings are mostly by distance, utilizing technology, but you also have the option of appearing in person, but all the committees are hearings are occurring in very large rooms in which you're a dozen feet at least or more away from other senators. And the witnesses generally are appearing again by distance technology. So it is different. It doesn't mean that it's easy to have those conversations with your colleagues. As you know, there's listening to your newscast this morning. Difficulties in getting something passed in the United States Senate in regard to extending the CARES Act and trying to find a solution to both the economy and the health care needs as COVID-19 continues. Hard to find that opportunity to get in someone's face and have the conversation. It doesn't happen. So we're even more isolated than before, and the differences between members of the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate, just, I suppose, even more difficult when you're so physically incapable of having a face-to-face conversation.
You know, we've been at this for several months now, and one shockwave after another. I've just had the feeling, I'm wondering if Americans, by and large, don't think there's a heck of a lot of urgency to get anything done on that. It's not going to get better, although some people I know are having some financial difficulties right now still. Go ahead.
Steve, excuse me for interrupting. I mean, I think the most important thing we could do is to get the economy going. We have to have people who are healthy and know they're healthy and have a sense of confidence that it's fine to return kids to school. It's fine to be at work. And my focus would be very much on testing, very much on vaccine, the research to get us there, the distribution of a vaccine once it's manufactured. Personal protection equipment that maybe is in short supply in a number of places, but maybe needed more if COVID continues to expand. A focus on getting us healthy and knowing that we're healthy, testing in a way that would allow us to isolate people who test positive and let people who don't return to something closer to normal. Again, I think it's important for us to do the personally responsible things. Take care of our fellow Kansans, our fellow Americans, and wear a mask and distance ourselves. But if we could have greater levels of testing and a quicker route to a vaccine, that gets our economy going. I would tell you that what I've seen to date is that we are spending way too much money and we're focused on things. We're not very narrow, and we're spending money on things that have nothing to do with COVID. That's at least in the proposals, and that's unacceptable to me.
You mentioned something the other day. I've been on my soapbox now for several days because someone I know had somebody tested, and it took 11 days to get the test results back, and that just doesn't do any good. I mean, we've got to get testing, in my opinion. That's immediate almost to ever figure out what's going on here. And I see the FDA set out a template for researchers saying, hey, let's do something, a do-at-home test where you can just do it right your own home and get the test back immediately. Boy, wouldn't that be great?
Steve, that is, I mean, when we talk about testing, if you wait days to get the result, it doesn't serve the purpose that I just described. Today, when you return to a hospital for have the removal of your appendix, they need to test you to see if you have COVID, and you cannot wait. I mean, you can't wait in the hospital for 2 or 3 days to find out the answer to that question. I have visited a laboratory in Kansas that can have a 24-hour turnaround, and it's a spit test, and you can do it at home. The technology is there. We're working hard to get FDA to approve this kind of technology, and that we hope will happen in a very short few days. So testing only works if you have a quick result. It only is beneficial, I guess. It will tell you an answer, but the answer doesn't mean much if you don't know it right away.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point, and I feel like you're on the right track. We have spent trillions and trillions of dollars that our grandkids are going to have to pay for that may not be doing a whole lot of good on this thing.
You know, I'm interested in helping people, but we have to do something much different, and I think that we're headed toward a path where the highest bidder is in play, and the Senate and the House of Representatives, we are so far apart on the amount of money spent, and I'm of the view that the amount of money that's included in the Republican proposal in the Senate is too much already. So we're going to work to try to provide some discipline and recognize that this is not an opportunity for everyone to spend money on everything they thought about spending money on, somebody else's money, incidentally, over the years. This is a chance to try to do this right. And, again, let's have some common sense would be fine, but some fiscal restraint. We do not have the capability of taxing and borrowing money and more programs that can return our economy. We have to have an economy that's working. That comes with people being healthy. Not with more government programs and more government spending to the degree that is being considered, particularly in the House, but also in the Senate.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time this morning. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, Republican from Kansas. But I happen to be in agreement with Jerry today. Not every day am I agreeing with him, but he said some points there that I thought were very, very astute and very good points. Anyway. It's 6:20 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we've got sports with Ted Woodward this morning on a Friday, Ted.
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals in action last night in Detroit, taking on the Tigers, and the Royals got some help down the stretch from their bullpen, including former Cali College pitcher Trevor Rosenthal, who had not had a save in the big leagues in 3 years. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
That was low outside corner. Just below the zone. He'll try it again. The 2-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground. Franco has it. His throw to first. In time, and the Royals win and gain the split of the series. Trevor Rosenthal saves his first game as a Kansas City Royal. 5-3 the final score.
Royals get the split of the four-game series in Detroit, and Trevor Rosenthal, whose career was in pretty bad shape last year, is kind of a reclamation. He's back.
About that.
We've been in a lot of these games have been so close and just needed to, you know, get over the hump. So, yeah, it's good to split the series and, you know, carry some momentum as we head back to Kansas City for, you know, for our home opener and against another division team and hopefully just keep rolling.
So the Royals will be at home this weekend, finally. Opener at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the Chicago White Sox this weekend in an empty Kauffman Stadium.
So go out and see them.
Nope. Do that. Tune in to KFH. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. What about college football this fall? Well, it seems like conferences basically have different health protocols. Here's Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner.
I don't know that the expectation should have ever been
that we are going to operate like one big conference or like one happy family. I think we all have our own issues. We have different hot spots. We have different thinking among public health officials and governors. So, I think in the end we will all be comparable. But that doesn't necessarily mean we have to be identical. And I really value my A5 colleagues. I got calls from both the ACC and the SEC prior to the time the news broke. And so, I think it has been a collaborative process. But I think some jumped to the conclusion that meant we were all going to end up with one model that was exactly the same. And I don't know that aspirationally that was ever our intent.
And pro football teams are in training camp, including the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, starting on Monday. Every weekday morning at 8:15, we'll be checking in with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, with training camp daily updates. That starts on Mondays every day at 8:15. Mm. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
I almost can't wait. 7:23 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Are kids thriving because schools are closed? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.